Jeff Hume, the head coach of the Panthers.
Here we go, Coach Hume. Coach, 38-7, your season comes to a close today. Just your thoughts on how that game unfolded.
Well, you know, I'm proud of our team. I mean, they didn't quit fighting the whole game. You know, the score looks bad, but, you know, our guys out there scratching, clawing, doing everything they can. And, you know, we just ran across a better team today. I mean, and, you know, turnovers didn't help us and just couldn't get anything going. But real proud of our guys.
I know it's always tough. There's only a few teams that get to be happy at the end of a season. So another season coming to a close for you. Just kind of what goes through the mind of you as head coach?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm going to sit on the bus and, you know, think about it and all that. And, you know, when I think back about it, I'm going to be real proud of, you know, really a couple of things. One, district championship again, you know, getting in the third round, playing on Thanksgiving. And, I mean, those are special things. And I'm going to tell these kids that in the locker room. Just, you know, those are memories that they're going to take with them for the rest of their lives. And that's what we're in the business. You know, that's the business we're in. You know, football games are fun, and obviously you want to win. But we're here to try to make young men out of these guys. And you know, we hope we're doing that.
I mean, I think a story of this season as well is just, you know, got off to a little bit of a rocky start with a tough, tough non-district. And just for the team to fight back like they did and gel the way they did. I mean, Jared Moore wasn't always a starting quarterback, but he earned that. A lot of guys stepped up for him.
Well, they did. And that's what this game, you know, that's what it shows you. You know, it shows, you know, your character. You know, it shows your toughness. And I think that's one thing you can say about our team is we're a tough bunch, you know, physically and mentally. You know, to overcome a little bit what we did and get after it like we did. You know, again, couldn't be more proud of these guys.
Final thing for you, Coach. I know it's frustrating for the players. You're consoling Will Nixon over there. He's gone now. Inslee, Bird. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of great seniors, as you do every year. But just this senior class you're going to have to say goodbye to, what can you say about those guys?
Well, that's hard. I mean, I wasn't ready to answer that question, Craig. You know, those guys are great guys. Great young men, and they gave everything to us, and they did everything we asked them to do, and I'm going to miss them personally as a coach, and I'm going to miss them, you know, as a young man too.
Well, Coach, I know players love to come back. Saw Travius and a few other guys at the end of the game there, so I'm sure Will and a lot of others will be back as well. Thank you so much for another fun season, and we appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, Greg. You and Smoke and Paul up there, I appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
Well, if you ever, ever, ever sometimes question why coaches are in the business, you just heard, personally, emotionally, probably physically, great question by Craig and an incredible emotional response, as real as it gets from head coach Jeff Hume.
And that's what Jeff Hume is. I mean, he is the genuine article, and you can tell. And if you know, I've gotten the chance, I get to go to practice, you get to see him, and the way he interacts with the team, the way that the coaching staff interacts with the team, that is genuinely how they feel and how they react to their players. And you know, that this is a senior class that has been through a whole lot. I mean, you know, then when they were sophomores, they're in the state championship game, and then they were put on to be the leaders of a team to try to get them back there.
Well, final score, Spring Westfield 38 and Midway 7. We just lost the crowd mic, so it's going to be pretty quiet just here in the booth. And Craig with a great, great, great post-game interview with Jeff Hume, the head coach at Midway. That's why you're in the business, and all of a sudden reality hits, and then you realize all these young men that have been in the program for a long, long time, whoever might be, like Hunt, the deep snapper, who was an H-back for a long time, or Horner and Inslee and Bird and Nixon, and we can go on and on and on. Gorell, who started at center for a couple of years, and then Inslee and Bird, the young men that started for three consecutive years, including one team that played for a state championship. When we come back, final score, Spring Westfield 38, Midway 7. We'll look at again, update you on Baylor at Kansas. They are absolutely throttling the Jayhawks in Lawrence to close out their regular season. We'll come back with the stats and highlights. Live and Brian at Merrill Green Stadium, Westfield 38, Midway 7, 92.9 Shooter FM.
Car has the trucks, man. They have the one for you. Crew cab, short or long bed, silver, black, or blue. Texas size selection, great prices, too. Richard Carr, he has the truck for you. Car has the trucks, man. He has the truck you need. If you want the best truck, you want a GMC. Texas size selection, great prices, too. Richard Carr, they have the truck for you.
Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
Are you in the market to buy or sell a home and need an agency to deliver excellent results? Camille Johnson Realtors is excited to assist you with one of the most important decisions for you and your family, whether it be residential, commercial, or farm and ranch properties. Camille and her all-star team of agents are ready to help buyers and sellers through what can be a stressful period in their lives. They realize their job is more than just a job, and their knowledge can help guide you through this process. Enjoy the multiple listings, community and school information, and photos of the area on their website, CamilleJohnson.com.
Independent Bank is now Independent Financial, and we are proud to sponsor Midway ISD. Whether you're on the field, in the stands, or on the sideline, we're here to support your commitment to excellence. Shout out to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, band, and goaltenders. Because of your determination and teamwork, we can celebrate the Midway community together. Independent Bank is now Independent Financial, here to help you plan a bright future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
The Midway Postgame Show is brought to you by Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac. Here's David Smoke, Paul Catalina, and Craig Smoke.
Garrett Ross runs the mothership, but thanks to Ryan Davis all year long. He's spotted for us. He did an incredible job. Go see the people you can count on at Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac on Imperial Drive exit Highway 6 at RichardCarrMotors.com online. And oh, by the way, they continue that so important Toys for Tots campaign with the U.S. Marine Corps. You have until December the 12th to drop off an unwrapped toy. And Baylor just scored on a touchdown run by Hasty to lead 40-0 at Kansas. You could drop off an unwrapped toy in the bed of a 2020 Sierra pickup truck up until December the 12th to give a present so on Christmas morning a young boy or girl will have a chance to smile on Christmas morning. We could never do that nearly enough. Final score here, Spring Westfield wins it 38-7. Stats brought to you by Barefoot Athletics, your home for Midway T-shirts, caps, Under Armour polos, Columbia fishing shirts, next to VTech's. Off of I-35. Midway finished the night, the day with 285 yards of total offense. They had 185 at halftime. They had 100 yards of offense in the second half, 123 yards of the ground. Pretty deceiving. Will Nixon, 16 carries for 91 yards. Jared Moore, 13 carries for 53. Most of Nixon's yards came, in fact, 83 of them in the second half. Gibson had one carry for minus 13 in a critical moment in the game where they had just recovered that bizarre kickoff return. It was fumbled by Westfield. And the first play, Brad Boyd dialed up a reverse pass, and they had it open. But Gibson just could not get enough time and was knocked down for a loss of 13. Rex had two carries for minus 1 yard. Passing, Jared Moore, 15 of 26, one interception, one touchdown, 164 yards. Rex was one of two for minus 2 yards. 162 yards passing, 123 yards rushing, 285 yards of offense. Individually receiving, Xavier Harris, Paul, 4 for 109 in the first half, did not catch a pass in the second half for one touchdown. Fontenot, 3 catches for 10 yards. Nixon had 3 catches for 7. Gibson, 2 for 19. The most important news about Jalen Gibson is he came back. He was hurt. It looked like it could be a very bad injury. Came back on the field. The sophomore playmaker, Stewart, 1 catch for 4 yards. Midway was fumbled the ball twice. Is that right? Fumbled the ball 2 different times. Now, Westfield had 424 yards of offense, 178 yards of the ground, most of that from Taylor, who finished with 156 yards on 18 carries in the touchdown, the first play of scrimmage for Westfield on the touchdown of 72 yards. Tucker, 6 carries, 17 yards. Williams ended up with minus 22 yards on offense because of a snap that went over his head of 28. There was another snap, a loss of 23, and 5-yard run from Graham. But even then, 178 yards rushing for the Mustangs. Passing 14 of 20 for Cardale Williams. Three touchdowns, 246 yards, 424 yards of offense from Westfield, and 285 for Midway. Midway finishes the year at 9-4, losses to Trinity and Lake Ridge, Harker Heights, and Westfield. When we come back, the highlights of this game, Westfield 38, Midway 7. This is 92.9 Shooter FM.
I'm Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, where we are proud to back the Midway Panthers. Just like this team, we strive for excellence each and every day. We are a locally owned bank, and treating our customers like family is our top priority. Come by and see us at any of our five convenient locations. We'd be honored to help you with any of your banking needs. That's the First National Bank of Central Texas, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Go Panthers!
Are you searching for an apartment home away from the hustle and bustle of a busy street? Flats on Chapel has one, two, and three bedroom apartments available now. Newly renovated with washer and dryer connections, a state-of-the-art fitness center, cable and internet included, a sparkling swimming pool, hot tub, and a dog park. Live carefree every day at Flats on Chapel, 9821 Chapel Road, and at flatsonchapel.com. And ask about their 3% discount for educators and first responders.
Independent Bank is now Independent Financial, and we are proud to sponsor Midway ISD. Whether you're on the field, in the stands, or on the sideline, we're here to support your commitment to excellence. Shout out to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, band, and goaltenders. Because of your determination and teamwork, we can celebrate the Midway community together. Independent Bank is now Independent Financial, here to help you plan a bright future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the U.S. Army, you have a whole world of opportunities. You'll get high-level training with the possibility to choose among one of the 150 career fields, like aviation, nursing, mechanics, computer networking, engineering, and many more STEM-related careers. All of these skill sets will help prepare you for a career in your civilian life. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
Waco's newest gym, Halo Athletic Center at 5725 Bagby Avenue, right behind Region 12 and across the highway from Central Texas Marketplace, where motivation, inspiration, and hard work are the driven force. With a state-of-the-art equipment, indoor and outdoor track, locker rooms, showers, yoga, and bar classes by Duality Yoga, body competition, and CBD, all under one roof, where we rise above. Come join us at Halo Athletic Center and be a part of the change. Your change. Post-game highlights are brought to you by City Tire and Battery.
38-7, Westfield beats Midway. Panthers end the season at 9-4. We don't know what they'll do as far as who they play to start next year. Not sure if it's a nine-team district with everybody that's been a part of it the last couple of years. We'll remain and kind of wait for that, but that's probably the case. And so a couple of non-district games that they start the year with. They have, as we mentioned, all the seniors that are gone, and yet a lot of players underneath that will have to step up, and even some that have played JV football. And who knows, the possibility of a couple of players, just like they didn't know about a couple of players that were a part of the team earlier this year. But they'll have competition everywhere, and that's the only way you can get better. All right, 38-7, this is how it started. Midway won the toss, decided they wanted the ball first, which was different. Went behind him, and they felt like they could maybe find some things in the passing game, and 33 yards to Xavier Harris. Panthers end up inside the Westfield 30. Fourth down and a yard. Will Nixon stops short of the first down. Mustangs take over at their 28. It took one play to flash their weapons. From the 28-yard line, back to his left is Kendall Taylor. Off the right side, and Taylor's loose already. 35. Turns the corner down the sideline, and he will score. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, opening play, they run the stretch. So 72 yards to Taylor on his first touch of the game, 9:56 to go in the first quarter. It didn't take long, 7-0 Westfield. They also kicked a field goal from Alvarenga. He's very good at what he does, 10-0 with just over a minute left in the first quarter. And it didn't look good, but Midway did say, hey, wait a minute, started to drive at their 15-yard line to start the second quarter. And five plays in 85 yards with 63 right here. Sets up, throws deep middle. Harris open. Xavier, 30. He might go. He does go. No flags. Touchdown, Xavier Harris. So it's 10-7, extra point. Bowman was good, 12 seconds into the second quarter. And then what a play that could have maybe changed everything on the ensuing kick return from Westfield. High pooch kick by Bowman. This is caught by Graham at the 20. Graham tries to find room, now wants to go up the middle. He does. 35, bounces outside. My goodness, it's like an electric eel. And he finally will end up, fumbles the ball, midway recovers. He tried to do too much. Walker recovered the ball in midair, and midway all of a sudden has the football inside the Westfield 40 on the kick return. But on third down, Jared Moore tries to get a little bit too much. He wants to throw over the middle, intercepted by Westfield, and they got the sideline. 30. Will Nixon will push him out at the 42-yard line. So a turnover followed by a turnover, Isaiah Brown. Isaiah Brown, 2 minutes into the second quarter, still 10-7 Westfield. They scored on a one-play 72-yard drive. That became the theme of this game on offense for the Mustangs. Callaway split near side, and Williams looks right. Pumps, throws the ball. Man wide open, Jones caught it. He might go. Stiff arm inside the 10, touchdown. Wow. Touchdown, that was 58 yards to Malachi Jones, 4:59 to go in the second quarter. Actually, 9:59 to go. It's a one-play 58-yard drive. It took 10 seconds. Now, third quarter, game 17-7 at halftime. Midway recovered a fumble on a snap that went over Cardell Williams' head. An incredible job. We don't have the highlight, but Will Ross hustled and recovered the fumble at the Midway 30-yard line. However, Midway turned it back over on downs. Then it became kind of a turnover fest. All back, Westfield gets the ball back in Midway territory, midway through the third quarter. Williams, three receivers, looks over the middle. Hit from behind and sacked, and the ball is recovered by Midway. Bird with the sack. I believe that was Bird, and Hamlin recovered the fumble. 6:06 to go. It's still 17-7. Game is still on the line, as that was near midfield. However, what you get, sometimes you give right back. Gurrell, Nixon, nowhere. Fumbled the ball, and Westfield recovered, 28-yard line. So recovered at 6:05. 6:06 left in the third quarter. You get a ball back. You're down just 10. And 2 or 3 seconds later, Westfield recovers again. They had a one-play 72-yard drive, a one-play 58-yard drive. Well, this one was at the midway 28. Williams back in the game, throws the ball deep. He's got Callaway in the end zone, who goes up and caught it. Touchdown. The third one-play touchdown drive. 28 yards, Callaway, 5:54 to go. Third quarter, 24-7 Westfield. They would add another touchdown catch from Lewis, 31-7. And Cummings, the center, at 260 pounds, eventually scored from a yard out with 4:11 to go. And the Mustangs win it 38-7. When we come back, we'll wrap it up from Bryan, Texas, in Merrill Green Stadium, Westfield 38, Midway 7. This is 92.9 Shooter FM.
Babies never cry around him. They don't want to seem uncool. His handshake has been studied by top scientists. It's impossible to duplicate. If they made a second Mount Rushmore, it would just be him. People think he might be able to fly, but he's not a show-off. He is Cesar Leal of Leal's Mexican Restaurant at 9000 Panther Drive in Woodway.
I don't always eat Mexican food, but when I do, I have Leal's. Stay hungry, my friends.
Waco's newest gym, Halo Athletic Center at 5725 Bagby Avenue, right behind Region 12 and across the highway from Central Texas Marketplace, where motivation, inspiration, and hard work are the driven force. With a state-of-the-art equipment, indoor and outdoor track, locker rooms, showers, yoga, and bar classes by Duality Yoga, body competition, and CBD, all under one roof, where we rise above. Come join us at Halo Athletic Center and be a part of the change. Your change.
Tired of searching for your next apartment home? No one wants to drive around aimlessly, wasting gas, looking at one place after another. Let Heritage Square end your search. Their courteous and professional on-site staff will have you relaxing by their crystal clear pool in no time, letting all the stress of moving just float away. Call them at 254-420-1500. Heritage Square, it's more than a place to call home.
Wouldn't it be nice to find an auto repair shop that offers courteous and competent service? Certified Auto Repair provides complete quality service and repair on all import and domestic vehicles and has earned a 5-star Yelp rating and an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. They specialize in routine maintenance, but also repairs on brakes, AC systems, tires, batteries, suspension, and steering. Leslie, Chad, and Robert have several decades combined years of service at the same location. Certified Auto Service, 900 Wooded Acres Drive in Waco.
Does your copy or service company offer surveys pertaining to their services that were completed? At UBO Business Services, we do. As a matter of fact, in 2018, our customers rated UBO an average of 4.87 out of 5 stars in more than 5,000 surveys. By reaching out to our customers in this manner, it lets UBO know areas we can improve while offering the highest level of customer experience in our industry. Call Sean Hunt today at 254-772-1600 and let him help your team win when it comes to office equipment. As always, go Midway Panthers.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
The Midway Postgame Show is brought to you by Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac. Here's David Smoke, Paul Catalina, and Craig Smoke.
Also, Ryan Davis, our spotter, was great throughout the year. And also, thanks to Garrett Ross back at our studios for running the mothership. Baylor 41-0 in Lawrence against Kansas. You can hear that game. We're about to say goodnight. You may have also been listening anyway on 1660 ESPN Central Texas. We're down to one more team left in the playoffs when it comes to our radio broadcast. Bremond next Friday in Pflugerville against Falls City. And then, of course, next Saturday, Baylor, Oklahoma for the Big 12 championship game. We'll be all over that coverage in Arlington, most likely Friday, and possibly, of course, the game on Saturday. 38-7, sometimes the team you play is better. And that's what happened today.
That's exactly what happened to Midway today. And Spring Westfield's a good team. Curious to see what happens next week. It's Jesuit, a team that seems to kind of be a team of destiny. Although, I'll tell you, if you're not a team, if you're a team of destiny that can snap the ball over its head 3 times, have all the fumbles, and still win handily, Spring Westfield might have some of that magic too, because most of the time when you make the mistakes that you make there, no matter how good you are, you can't overcome them. They did, and the big reason is their defense is legit. Like, their front 7 gets after you and after you and after you. So that team has a great chance to maybe win a state title, as the Dallas Jesuit. But Midway also got some young guys coming back. It's going to be another year in the system for Jared Moore, for all the quarterbacks that are coming back, for, the young running backs, for Jalen Gibson, just a sophomore. Zacoby Haverly should make every Midway fan super excited for the potential on defense, because that kid can play ball.
Yeah, he had one play, and I'm telling you, that's the one that Kendall Taylor – may have lost his composure based on what Craig was saying. That's unfortunate. But, the bottom line is Westfield 38-7. They'll play Jesuit next week in the quarterfinals. 9-4 season. Midway has had one team. We've been doing their games since 2011. 10 years. 9 years. They've been into the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth round every year except the one year when Joey McGuire, now at Baylor and company at Cedar Hill, just knocked him out quickly at Panther Stadium. Other than that, they've made deep runs every year after that.
Yeah, and sometimes the team's better than you, and sometimes you get a really rough draw.
Yeah, you do, and you never know how realignment. You could be back in Region 1. You could be in Region 2. It all depends. Last year, of course, they had a really good football team that got hot at the right time, and they had to end up playing Allen with an enrollment of almost 2.5 times. They were in Division 1 because of how that Temple Coppers Cove ended. Thanks to a lot of people, the Midway sponsors have been incredible. We appreciate our sales department, because they were very much a part of this as well. Thanks to Terry Tacker and Leslie Davis. Appreciate them as well. For Paul Catalina, Ryan Davis, Garrett Ross, Craig Smoke, I'm David Smoke. Final score from Brian: Spring Westfield 38, Midway 7. Good night from Brian, Texas.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined.